This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Cecil Baldwin with guest musician Julian Villard. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg!
Thank you, Cecil. Before the break, we met our contestants, Alex and Nolan. Our next game is about Neil Diamond.
Oh.
You know that song, Sweet Caroline?
Yeah.
Caroline's last name was actually ba-ba-ba. So good, so good, so good. Let's check in with them. Alex, you have two cats, but you've decided not to name them.
This is a real point of contention with people. I don't think cats have, like, a sense of identity like dogs do. I know. I'm going to get it. It's really become more of a choose your own name when my friends come over. So they've all named my cats different things. And so it's more of a fun thing now.
And none of them to you have stuck? You've never been like, you are definitely a Marvin.
Actually, Jeff and Marsha is an actual name pair for them. But no, none have stuck.
That's very Holly-go-lightly of you.
Yeah, no kidding.
Thank you.
Nolan, your family's Irish, and you are very into a yearly St. Patrick's Day parade. Why?
Yeah, so literally like a few weeks after I was born, I was carried in the St. Patrick's Day parade that's been important. So it's in the Quad Cities, Iowa.
Okay.
I'm in Iowa. Yeah, I'm from Iowa. It's actually, I think, the only parade that I know of that crosses from one state into another. So we begin in Illinois, and we, like, for a large part of it, we're on the freezing cold, like, bridge crossing the Mississippi, and then we go back down to the people. But, like, for a large, like, 20 minutes of the parade, we're just cold on a bridge.
And you do this with your family every year?
And I love it, yes.
Yeah, I like it. Julian, it was recently announced there's a Neil Diamond Broadway musical in development.
I'm excited, Ophira.
Because you're a big Neil Diamond fan, right?
I love Neil Diamond. He is all the things that I want to be.
Like what?
He is fearless.
Yeah.
And boldly Jewish.
Boldly Jewish.
In this music parody, I'm going to sing classic Neil Diamond songs rewritten to be about other real people who've been the subject of biographical Broadway musicals. It's a high concept game. High concept.
Nolan is going, yes, and Alex is like, not going to be okay.
So ring in and tell me the real person, not necessarily the musical, but the real person that I'm singing about. If you get that right, for a bonus point, you can name the Neil Diamond song.
Alex, stay in the lead, and you are off to the final round. Nolan, you need to get more points, or you'll find out that your Neil Diamond is just Neil Cubic Zirconia. I know, I know.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
He was number 42. He broke the color barrier. He wore Brooklyn's white and blue. He broke the color barrier. Alex.
I want to say Hank Aaron.
I'm afraid that is incorrect.
The crowd is so disappointed. It's okay.
Nolan, can you steal?
Is it Jackie Robinson?
You are correct. It's Jackie Robinson, and the musical about his life is called The First. For a bonus point, can you name the Neil Diamond song?
America?
You are also correct. Well done. MacArthur Park, dim all the lights, hot stuff and last dance, played on long disco nights, worked hard for the cash, and her songs were all a smash. She felt love. Nolan.
Is it Donna Summer?
You are correct.
Woo!
The musical about her life is Summer, the Donna Summer musical. For a bonus point, can you name the Neil Diamond song?
You don't bring me flowers anymore.
No.
I don't know. Sorry.
Oh, no. That song is Love on the Rocks.
All right.
Love on the Rocks.
All right. Here we go. Another Neil Diamond song. Not JFK, a Newark mayor. Sorry, your airport does irk. of the corrupt made short work. Not JFK or Newark. Nolan.
LaGuardia?
You are correct. Fiero LaGuardia, former mayor of New York City, and the musical about his life is the musical Fiorello with an exclamation point. Can you, for a bonus point, name the song?
Believer, I don't know.
No, that is actually the song Cherry Cherry. All right, here's your next one.
Hey, first lady, sing your song. Not gonna cry cause you said I shouldn't moan. Patti LuPone. This role she don't. You were the darling of Argentina.
Nolan.
Eva Perón. Evita?
Evita, yes. Yeah. Yes, Evita.
Right? Eva Perón? Okay.
You're correct.
The whole thing is right.
And can you guess the Neil Diamond song?
I know you can.
You Don't Bring Me Flowers Anymore?
Oh!
No!
You are not correct again about the Neil Diamond song. That is actually Cracklin' Rosie.
Cool.
All right. This is your last clue.
I am the tramp with baggy pants. In silent films, the victims of circumstances.
Alex.
I'm going to say the Jets. Sorry, I really don't know anything about musicals.
Are you referring to West Side Story?
Mm-hmm.
Or the Jets? No, that is not correct. Can you steal, Nolan?
Charlie Chaplin from Chaplin?
You are correct, Nolan. Well done. And for a bonus point, can you name the Neil Diamond song?
You know, You Don't Bring Me Flowers Anymore.
Song is actually called You Don't Bring Me Flowers. There is no anymore in the title.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Just wanted
I'm so sorry. Great.
Let's just be clear if you're going to say it that many times.
Wow.
I know
this
people
is
in this
the,
room...
This is the angriest I've ever seen that's, Julian Villard.
Hey, Neil Diamond fan forever, right?
No, that song is I Am Ellipsis, I Said.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Cecil, who won that game?
After two games, Nolan is moving on to the final round.